Hey,
it's KK,
it's Ace,
it's Ash,
and it's Kara.
And thank you so much for listening to our first and ever episode of this podcast, The Losers. We are very excited and nervous, so if we mess up, please do not judge us. We're trying our best.
Yeah.
So we thought that for today's episode that it would be like best to have a Q&A so you guys as the listeners could get to know us a little bit more.
Yeah. Should we start with the first question, guys?
Yes.
All right, the first question is it's kind of like a two-part question, so it comes with like it's like linked together. But our first question is, would you like to be famous, and have you ever met somebody famous? So anybody want to start first? I'll start first. I personally have met somebody famous, Logan Paul. I've met him, but I never like said like, hey, you know, so like I've never said like, you know, I've never like met him. But and also that's like the only person I've met that's famous. Oh, I've met a singer in Saudi Arabia because I went there to travel and I met a singer. My parents love him because my parents listen to that type of music. So yeah, and I personally want to be somebody famous, but for good stuff. So I want to pass something on that makes me want to like be a good person. I want to be famous for something good, you know what I mean? So I feel like being a role model to people and to children and adults is a very good thing and a very good goal in life, because I feel like making somebody like want to like, you know, be inspired by you is an amazing thing. So yeah, that's why I would like to be famous. KK, would you like to go?
Yeah, sure. That's a great answer. Well, except for Logan Paul. Okay, never mind. Anywho, I've like met like some famous like authors and things. I haven't like met people like socially famous. Yeah. It depends on like how I became famous, for me to like how I become famous for me to want to be famous. So, for example, if I became like famous for doing dances other people have made, I would not want to be famous because I feel like I really didn't like do anything to become famous, and that might just get me even like that just like might get me hate. Or like that just gets people who have tried really hard in different things, that like might just get like give them like no hope at all that they will like, you know, get noticed. I would like to be like famous for speaking out against discrimination, sexism, having hateful beliefs towards humans. Or I'd like to be famous for being a great piano player or maybe writing a book. So yeah, it just depends on like what I would become famous for. Ace, would you like to go next?
Sure. So I've never actually met somebody famous that I remember of for some reason. I don't know. And I guess what everybody said so far, I want to become famous because of something I did or like impacted, not because of something somebody else has done. Ash, will you go next?
Yeah, of course. So when I went to California, I met these famous dancer YouTubers named The First Bites, I think. I don't really know what to say. I didn't know who they were at first. But I built up my courage to ask what their YouTube channel was, and then they said The First Bite. So yeah. And then I don't really know if I want to be famous, but if it came to toys, then sure, of course. Like the others said, I would want to be famous for, like, known for what I did and what I impacted in our lives. So, yeah.
Wow, that went super smoothly. So, yeah, we all kind of have, like, the idea of, like how we become famous, which is really good.
Yeah, we kind of had, like, similar ideas of why we want to become famous or how we would like to become famous. Very good, guys. I love it.
What's the next question, Cora?
The next question is, if you could change one thing that happened in the universe or life, what would it be? I personally would say, I feel like sexism is a huge part in life, and I'm not saying it's good because it's like the most horrible thing, and I feel like most people have done very bad stuff to women and male. You know, like women say, oh, it's like only men who rape women, and no, women also rape men, and I feel like that's a huge part in sexism of where, like, people say that, and honestly, it's not good that people say that, because, you know, I'm not saying, like, you know, it's all equality, all genders, all equality, no one is stronger than other, no one is lower than the other one, no one
you
is weaker.
Tell them.
Yeah, so, you know, like, I feel like no gender is lower or higher than the other. So, yeah, I wish sexism never happened in life.
Yeah, okay. Going based off, like, that lines, I also would say, like, I would want to change a lot of things. But I think, like, just, like, I would want to change, like, whoever, like, made the idea that people of different race or who are different from mm-hmm. each other should be treated differently.
Yeah.
I just want to put, like, in people's minds, you know, during the 13 colonies and things, that, like, everyone's equal, everyone is human, and so just treat them like you would treat people who, like, looked like you or had the same beliefs as you. Your neighbors, like, treat yourself as you treat your neighbors as you would treat yourself.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. Ace, do you want to go?
Yeah, so I guess I would change poverty and hunger, I guess, because not many people have clean food and water, and that's good to know, because I guess we just, I don't know, go on with our lives without ever looking back, I guess. So, I mean, I guess we can just try to help or try to acknowledge that people need help and try to help them as well. Ash, would you like to go next?
Yeah, of course. So I would change slavery because I don't really know. There's a lot of things I want to change, but, like, what I really want to change the most is kind of, like, how society looks at others. Like, for example, like, some people think that African-American people or, like, different race people other than Caucasian, or, like, some people think. I don't really know. It's hard to explain, but, like, because I don't want to mess up. But I want to change how people look at others, I guess. So, yeah, I don't really know what to say.
I just want to point out that Ash actually is working on our profile picture for our Instagram, which you all should follow.
Yes, follow our Instagram.
Our Instagram is
It's gonna be in our bio, in our Anchor and Spotify and other platform bios, so you'll see it there, but we're just gonna say it right now too.
It's podcast all lowercase period then the losers lowercase too.
all.
Please follow that. We're still trying to, like, you know, set up everything. But, like, please follow that.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much. That is our promotion. We're promoting our
own Instagram.
We're promoting our own Instagram. Although we do have a sponsor, but not yet. We're not going to do it yet. But let's go on to the next question. How about that, guys? Do you like that? Should we move on?
Sure.
That sounds swell.
Could I say the question? Oh, okay.
So yeah,
the,
of course.
The question is, if you could live anywhere in the world, where would you live and why? How about Ash go? How about Ash? Okay, you don't go.
I would probably live in Canada, where, like, a romantic, or like, I don't really know, but
Canada,
probably like Canada.
She's obsessed with Canadian boys.
I'm obsessed with hockey and Canadian boys, but I also really like snow, and I just like the vibe of Canada, I guess.
Yeah. So you like snow?
Yes, I love snow.
So
you speak Italian?
What?
So basically, I would really love to live in, Antarctica, because, like, I feel like it's a very, like, alone place, you know, there's not much people, and I love being, like, this independent person that doesn't, like, have to, like, go off with people, and, like, I feel like people aren't, like, I'm not saying, like, you guys aren't important, or, like, our viewers and our listeners aren't important, but I'm saying, as, like, people say, oh my god, like, because I'm a female, and because, like, people say, oh my god, you're a female, you're not strong, you get, you know, you get cold easily, don't you, like, need, like, a man to, like,
exactly,
yeah, and, like, that's why I say, like, stop racism, I mean, sexism, and because, like, because I feel like, as a woman, that has happened a lot for me and from what I experience, and people say, oh my god, Kara, like, aren't you, like, a girl? How can you carry, like, 50 pounds of, like boxes? Because, like, that's my secret talent, carrying 50 pounds, almost 75, almost there. I carry weights. Anyways, yeah, I would like to live in Antarctica because I could be very independent. How about KK?
Okay, same with Dina. I would like to live somewhere where it's cold, so I would like to go up to northern Sweden and stay there, because, like Dina, it's kind of isolated from people, but, you know, there are, like, small little towns and things, and if I live close to, like, the mountains or the forest, there's, like,
So guys, I love the meat. I love the meat for the people who can't see us. I love the meat. We are in a call and a group chat call, and I love the meat. Very responsible of me.
Social isolation. Quarantine. We have to quarantine so we can't be together.
Yeah.
But
yes.
Like I was saying, living in a forest, mountains, like, in the summer, that there's, like, beautiful trees everywhere, the mountains are green and beautiful. In the winter, I love, like, how, like, the snow looks, like, just covering everything. It's, mm-hmm. Even though it's, like, very cold, and, like, it gets, like, feet of snow, sorry.
Yeah.
I'm not good at math. I also know how to speak Swedish, so that's a plus too. I think Ace was asking about, you know, Italian, because he wants to live in Italy, I would assume.
Same, I would assume that too. Ace, go ahead.
I was asking if you speak Italian because I thought you spoke Italian in Canada, but you actually speak French. I confused Italian with French.
You're gonna speak French.
You don't speak French.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
They don't.
No, they the actually north. Speak French in
the
Canada.
North. The north and the east.
You speak French in Canada?
Yeah. That's another language they learned.
Okay.
Remember?
Okay. Keep going.
Yeah, so I would live in Italy because it has nice, warm summers. The Leaning Tower of Pisa is there, I'm pretty sure. And it's a nice tourist spot.
Yeah,
so, yeah.
Yes, I agree.
And we speak Italian there.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, that too.
Oh. I'd like to say that I've been into Italy myself, and it's kind of like a cool spot there. There's lots of like touristy, but they spend the touristy locations. They're too much money, so don't go to the touristy spots.
Yeah.
Didn't they invent pizza there? I'm not really sure.
Vince Italy. Vince Italy.
I think that's like a good wrap for our Q&A.
Yeah, hope you guys enjoyed it.
Yeah, thank you guys. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you guys.
Bye guys. Bye.